Welcome to Your Wish Fulfilled. This is a magical podcast to help you manifest and create that which you truly, your pure desires from your heart. By beginning with bringing your future self, pulling that future self, that future reality back into this moment and feeling that you've already attained everything. So why don't we start, before we jump into this session about the law of karma, start by holding that beautiful vision. So let's think of something right now that you would love to experience, one of your pure desires that come from your heart, from your soul. And as you breathe, just relaxing and letting go a little bit. And being open to visualize and to feel as if you walk through a door into a reality where you have already attained everything you want. Where you are healthy, wealthy, happy, free. And noticing the good feelings, the good vibrations. And you're bringing your future self back here. Back here. And the key thing is to really dive into that future self. Ultimately, as you identify with that higher self, with your real deeper self, with this future reality that exists, it affects how you perceive yourself, it affects how you act, how you speak, what you do, what you don't do. We want to align with our future self so we don't screw ourselves over by acting out of alignment with it. So the more we feel it, the more we become that naturally, and these other habits and old ways of being just fade away. Today we're diving into the law of karma and the law of forgiveness and how that affects our manifestation. You only receive that which you give. The game of life is a game of boomerangs. Your thoughts, words, and actions return to you sooner or later with astounding accuracy. This is the law of karma, which is a Sanskrit word for comeback or action, consequence of action. Whatever you soweth, that shall also you reap. So karma actually means action. And there's three kinds of karma, you might not know this. In Sanskrit, there's sukarma, which means good karma, positive karma, that comes back in a good way. There's vikarma, which means negative actions, actions which will come back and bite us in the ass. Right? We don't want that. And then there's akarma. Akarma means beyond karma or neutral karma. So there are certain things, when you reach a very high level of consciousness, you can do things that have no effect at all. You're liberated from action. But that is the end result of a lot of very deep spiritual practice. So realistically, most of us are either doing vikarma, and we're trying to do sukarma, good karma. And really, this is what it comes down to. This is the essence of everything. And because our karma is affected by our energy and our vibrations, this is why coming into the feeling of fullness, feeling you've attained everything, feeling that you're satisfied, connecting with a divine energy that fills you up, allows you to come from a place where you can do this powerful positive karma. So in this chapter, and this is the book The Game of Life and How to Play It by Florence Shin, 1940s classic Law of Attraction book, she says, a friend of mine told me this story of herself, illustrating the law of karma. She said, I make all my karma on my aunt. Whatever I say to her, someone says to me. I'm often irritable at home, and one day I said to my aunt, who was talking to me during dinner, no more talk. I wish to eat in peace. The following day, I was lunching with a woman whom I wished to make a great impression. I was talking with great animation when she said, no more talk. I wish to eat in peace. My friend is high in consciousness, so her karma returns much more quickly than to one on the mental plane. The more you know, the more responsible you are for everything. The more you understand this spiritual law, the more, if you ignore it, you suffer greatly. That's why the fear of the law is the beginning of wisdom. I was once with a spiritual teacher who said, if people really understood the law of karma, they would be afraid to think. You know, when I was starting out on my spiritual journey many years ago, I remember thinking, wouldn't it be wonderful if every time I had a negative thought or did something wrong, there were these karmic ninjas. So you can imagine like these ninjas all in black with like these ninja discs and like special ninja, you know, ninja weapons. And as soon as I had a bad thought or negative thing happened, they'd jump out from behind a fence or from behind a bush or from behind a pole and smack me, right? I thought this would be really useful because sometimes we do things, we don't realize what we're doing. We don't get the effect of it until later on. Sometimes many, many, many years later, or even lifetimes later, right? But if we had karmic ninjas jumping out from behind things, smacking us right away, instantly, we would really know what's going on and we'd have many, many, many breakthroughs. But the good thing is, the more spiritually advanced we become, the more we practice these things, the more we're aware of them, the more we notice the shift in our feelings and the shift in our energy when things are not aligned. The interesting thing about the law of karma is that it's so deep, like we could do a whole series just on this one law, because what comes around goes around. What we think has an effect, what we speak has an effect. We've talked about in this series the power of the word, the power of the vision, power of the feelings. And we really need to understand this law of karma correctly, because often there's a superficial understanding. For example, I help people become high-paid spiritual life coaches, authors, creators, so they can do what they love and get paid. And one of the things that sometimes comes up with our students is they say, oh, I did so much work, I put in so much time, I did all this hard effort, and I'm not getting paid enough, or something is not working out. And many people feel like they're martyrs. I did so many free sessions, I did so much of this, so much of that, right? Why is it not coming back to me? Why am I not getting the return? When you look into it deeply, and I've had conversations with people about this, what they discover is that the energy they had around what they were doing was not really giving. There was an expectation. There was some resentment. There was some form of negative feeling towards the people they're working with. So even though they give externally, internally, the feeling, the energy was of resentment, right? And what's that going to create? That's going to create negative consequences. They're not going to get the wealth and the money because it wasn't selfless service. It wasn't genuinely giving. Another example of this is where people give, but the other person doesn't want it. And this is so common, it's actually quite remarkable. This happens in relationships all the time, where someone says, oh, I did all this stuff, and I did all these things around the house, and I did this and that, and I made all this money, and I did all these things. And then they feel resentful, right? Why didn't I get something back? Why am I not getting anything? And what happens is the other person often doesn't care about that stuff. Does that make sense? If we do something and we say, oh, I put in all this work and all this hard work, but what we did, the other person who we're doing it for doesn't actually want to hear about it. They don't want to know about it. They don't care about those things. Like if someone buys somebody a bunch of stuff and they don't really want the things that they've been bought. Some people, they just give gifts and give more gifts. And people are like, I don't want this stuff that you're giving me. Like, I really don't care. It's actually a problem having it. What am I going to do with it? So karma needs to be giving in a pure way and in a way that actually genuinely benefits people. Otherwise, even if we look like we're giving, we're not going to receive. So this is a very deep understanding. And I have another course, The Ancient Secrets, Ancient Spiritual Secrets, which you can get at spiritualtravelers.org for free. It's an invaluable course. In fact, it's so valuable that I couldn't put a price on it, so it's just available for free. And one of the sessions is going much deeper into the law of karma, because ultimately manifesting what we want comes from creating the vibration. Holding that vibration of your higher self is karma, right? Because remember, energy, when you feel you've attained everything, you're in a different state. That's a presence, that's an action. Being in a state of having attained is doing something. And then from that space, we are moving into life from this feeling of fullness. And from that fullness, we create karma, which leads to our future self manifesting all these wonderful things. So a couple of things to take from this. Number one, check out the Ancient Secrets, Ancient Spiritual Secrets course, because there's a lot of very deep things which I can't really discuss in this podcast that you're going to learn there. And another thing is to look at your current life, because we're living in the future, right? This is the future from our past self. Our past self, if you imagine 10 years, 15 years ago, 20 years ago, whatever, we were doing things then which have led to this, right? Why are you with some people and not with other people right now? Why do you have the things you have and not the other things? There's reasons behind all these things that we end up with right now. So we can learn a lot from our past self. Our past self has created our current reality. This is the future for your past. So a little exercise you might like to do is just to think back 20 years, 15 years. You know, you can go back as far as you like. You know, 10, 15 years is a good amount of time. And then think to yourself, what did you do in the past that has benefited you right now? It's really useful to know, because you can do more of that sort of thing. And what did you do in the past that has harmed you in the present? That there's certain habits that we develop that are bad for us. And we have to get rid of them now, and we created them in the past. I've just given a practical example. So here I am sitting here in Sedona, I'm grateful that my past self came to Sedona and left Kauai, even though I love Kauai, and Kauai is a remarkable place. I'm glad I don't live there full time because I can't function properly there. I'm not sure what it is. This is a better environment for the sort of work that I want to do, so I'm glad that I moved here. I'm glad that I set up the companies that I have, because then I have ongoing passive income, which is great. But there are certain other habits that I have developed, like spending too much time on the internet and things like that, that I now suffer from because I didn't properly deal with it. And one of the things that we really need to face in our life is that if we have certain habits and behaviors that are harming us, it's ultimately more compassionate for our future self, for our manifestation, to just sit with ourselves and suck it up and deal with it. Do you know what I mean? Because when we have like emotional distress, or we don't want to take care of something, we're trying to avoid something, we can distract ourselves with entertainment, with various people, and this and that, and this and that. There's endless ways of distracting ourselves. And what we're saying is, let me just leave that to my future self. My future self will take care of that later. But that's not really a very loving thing to do for our future self. We want our future self to be successful, not to have to deal with these things. So if there's anything in your life that is not going to help your manifestation, just start to open your heart and mind to the idea that you can face that and deal with that, get the help you need to manifest a freedom from that. If it's a bad habit, who can help you overcome it? If it's something that you need to do that you're having a hard time with, can someone help you do it? If you can really come to terms with the fact that right now you have a lot of power and you can deal with these things that need dealing with, then you are going to break through that block that's going to lead to this amazing manifestation in the future. The future doesn't exist yet. It exists on another plane, but we're not in it right now. The past is the past. There's nothing we can do about that either. But we can deal with these things now. We can experience having attained everything now, and we can take those specific actions, that specific karma, that will lead to this wonderful success right now. So we're going to go deeper into this. You can check out that free course, Ancient Spiritual Secrets. You can get it at spiritualtravelers.org. You can also go to spiritualrecharge.com and it will redirect to it. And I'm going to come back to this topic another time, but we can leave it there for now because this is a very, very deep thing. And we're going to go into the law of forgiveness, the second part of this chapter of the book, in the next session. And the last thing I want to mention is that I've realized I can't handle doing two sessions a week. I'm only going to be doing one for the time being because I missed last week. And I'm running all sorts of other things and have all these other projects. So as much as I'd love to do two sessions a week, I'm going to have to scale it back. But I'll see if I can build back up to that when I have more time. Anyway, sending you so much love and blessings from a sunny, magical day here in Sedona. Keep holding that wonderful vision that you've attained everything. Really look at your life. What is the karma you're doing? And what would be the compassionate thing for you to do right now today that will allow your future self to look back and bless you and thank you and say, oh my God, thank you so much, thank you so much. That is the gift we give ourselves. Stay in your high vibrations, sending you lots of love, many, many blessings. Talk to you soon.